Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone of a fertilizer plant worth 10,601 crore rupees at Namrup in Dibrugarh district of Assam today. The project is aimed at strengthening fertilizer production and supporting agricultural growth in the region. Earlier today, Prime Minister visited the Swahid Smarak Kshetra at Paschim Baragaon in Guwahati, where he paid homage to the martyrs of the Assam movement. Yesterday, Mr. Modi inaugurated the new terminal building of Lokpriya Gopinath Bordoloi International Airport in Guwahati. Prime Minister Modi also unveiled a statue of Bharat Ratna Lokpriya Gopinath Bordoloi at the entrance of the new terminal complex. Deputy Chief Minister Chona Men, along with former Chief Minister Mukut Mithi, after experiencing river rafting on the mighty Divang River at Dambuk, lauded Kabo's adventure for promoting world-class adventure sports in Arunachal Pradesh. The expedition was organized by Kabo's Adventure, which has been instrumental in nurturing adventure sports in the state and in positioning Dambuk as a key destination for adventure, culture and tourism. The second edition of the Tribal Pattern Designers Show was held on Saturday at the Artisans Come Exhibition Center, Chimpu, Itanagar. The Tribal Pattern Designers Show aims to provide a platform for indigenous designers to showcase their creations, incorporating tribal patterns in a modern way. Designers are encouraged to use any fabric while ensuring distinct tribal touch in their design. The students of the 2018 MBBS batch of Tomoriba Institute of Health and Medical Sciences performed remarkably in NEET PG 2025, with more than 25 out of 50 students qualifying and all securing ranks below 15,000 in an exam attended by over 2.42 lakh candidates. Arunachal Pradesh Minister of Health and Family Welfare, Bayram Wage, lauding the feat in a social media post, said that this success reflects the dedication of the students, the tireless efforts of the faculty and administration, and the strong institutional support system. He further added that the results are set to shine even brighter. A two-day workshop on GIS and remote sensing titled Foundational Course on GIS and Remote Sensing was successfully organized by the Department of Geography, Dehradun Government College, Itanagar, under the theme Harnessing GIS and Remote Sensing for Sustainable Development, a practical application in geographical research. The program was organized under the aegis of the Department of Higher and Technical Education, Government of Arunachal Pradesh. The workshop aimed at strengthening both conceptual understanding and practical skills in GIS and remote sensing, with special emphasis on their applications in geographical and environmental research. The International Seminar on Interpreting Cultures and Traditions, Shifting the Lens, concluded today at Rivaj Kinjili Roing after 3 days of intensive academic deliberations, research presentations, and meaningful exchanges on indigenous cultures and traditional knowledge systems. The seminar, which brought together scholars, academicians, and cultural practitioners from India and abroad, is a significant contribution to the discourse on decolonizing cultural studies and centering indigenous perspectives. As part of Operation Sadbhavna, the Indian Army organized sports meet for Ngorlung village of East Siang district, Arunachal Pradesh. The event aimed to provide a constructive platform for interaction between the Army, students and the local community while nurturing talent in remote border areas. A total of 6 teams participated in football, volleyball and archery events, including FC Arunai, FC Swarang, FC Rajakhana and volleyball teams from Jonai, Balabari and Sivansapuri villages, ensuring wide representation from local youth. A 16-member women's football team from Tawang district departed today for Itanagar to participate in the Ashmita City League football organized under the Khelo India for Women initiative. The team is accompanied by Lam Shring, Superintendent of Tax and Excise Tawang, Lopsang Sedar, football coach, and Bhuvan, teacher KGBV Lungla. Meteorological Centre of Itanagar has forecast dense fog is very likely at isolated pockets in East Kameng, Pake Kesang, Kamle, West Siang and Lepara districts of Arunachal Pradesh. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.